Today's shiur is Masechta Yuma Daf Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Beis Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. We had learnt in the previous shiur that the Torah teaches us that during the Shivas Yimei Miluim, the 7 days preceding Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when the Mishkan was inaugurated, there was Prisha for the Kohanim. The Kohanim had to be separated, segregated to a specific place, not together at home. The Gemara had taught us from Pesukim that the Torah teaches us that not only was Prisha required during those Shivas Yimei Miluim, but the Pasuk says, Lasois L'chaper, the Torah speaking about the Prisha, about the Shivas Yimei Miluim, is teaching us that there are other places where Prisha is required. And the Gemara attempted to analyze that perhaps it was not Yom Kippur, or maybe not only Yom Kippur being the only time of the year, as our Mishnah taught us, that Prisha is required, but perhaps there was other time at well that Prisha was required. So the last attempt the Gemara had made was to say perhaps Prisha was required before Shmini Atzeres. And now Rav Ashi is about to give us another reason why we should not assume that Prisha should be required before Shmini Atzeres. Rav Ashi says, Mi'ikam midi de ikar regalag b'ray Prisha. Would it make sense to say that the main Yontif, Sukkos, which precedes Shmini Atzeres, we proved yesterday, does not require Prisha. Tafali day, so that what's subordinate to it, Shmini Atzeres, by Prisha, would require Prisha? Says the Gemara, V'afil ulamanda amr, even if you'll hold Shmini regal b'fnei atzmahu, that Shmini Atzeres is an independent yontif, hani mili linyan, regarding what halachis is Shmini Atzeres considered an independent yontif, linyan pizark shav, and we'll discuss that in a moment. Av linyan tashlumim, regarding making up tashlumim derishin hu, Shmini Atzeres is a day that could be a makeup for the carbon, that if a carbon was missed from being brought on Sukkos, it could be brought on Shmini Atzeres. The Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah Masechet Chagiga, Mishloi Chag B'Yontav Rishon Shel Chag, someone who did not bring the carbon Chagiga, we know that on every Yontif, a carbon Chagiga was supposed to be brought. If somebody did not bring it, the halach is Chagig V'Hoylech Kol Regel Kulai, he could bring that carbon during any time during the Yontif, and Yontif Achron Shel Chag, and also on the last day, on Shmini Atzeres. If Shmini Atzeres were a totally independent Yontif, then why would there be an allowance to bring the carbon Chagiga from Sukkos on Shmini Atzeres? It must be that Shmini Atzeres is considered subordinate bottle to Sukkos, and if on Sukkos there is no din of Prisha, certainly for Shmini Atzeres, says the Gemara, there is no din of Prisha. Now the Gevura Sari asks, as the Gemara just said, and we're going to explain it in a moment, Shmini Atzeres regel fnei atzmehu, it's an independent yontif. Yes, there is a din that on Shmini Atzeres one could bring tashlumim for the chagiga he missed bringing on Sukkos. But is that enough of a reason, asked the Gevura Sari, to say that Shmini Atzeres is considered subordinate to Sukkos? So he explains, the halacha is that let's say someone was unable to bring the Karm Chagig on the first day of Sukkos. He was Tamei, he was sick, and then Baruch Hashem, he's not Tamei, he's not sick. He's potter from bringing the Karm Chagig. The only time, explains the Gvur Sari, that there's a chiv of tashlumim is if when the first day of Yontif came, you were mechuyiv, you were obligated to bring the carbon, and then you didn't bring the carbon, so there's a concept of tashlumim. If, on the other hand, on the first day Yontif, you couldn't have brought the carbon, for a person who there was no chiv to bring a carbon on the first day, there is no tashlumim during the rest of Yontif. Says the Gvur Sari, that din even applies to Shmini Atzeres. That if somebody was unable to bring the carbon chagiga on the first day Sukkot, not only won't he have a chiv tashlumim during the rest of Sukkot, but even on Shmini Atzeres, he will not have a chiv to bring a carbon chagiga. So what do we see, says the Gvur Sari? How Shmini Atzeres is not a yontif for itself. It's not even able to bring a carbon when you aren't able to bring a carbon sukkah and you're only able to bring it on Shmini Atzeres. Still don't bring the carbon chagiga. So you see that Shmini Atzeres is subordinate to sukkah. So the Gemara said that Shmini Atzeres is regel b'fnei atzmai regarding psizar kshav, regarding seven things. What are the seven things? Pei stands for pious. Pious means a lottery. The halacha is that to do the avoida, for Kohanim to have the right to do the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a lottery drawn which kohen would do the avoida. And this is machlokes how to understand this. On Sukkot, as we have learned, many kabbonis were brought on Yom Tov Sukkot. And since so many kabbonis were brought on Sukkot, so some mafreshim say there was no need for a lottery to be drawn. Everybody will have an opportunity to do the avoda. Shmini Atzeres, however, where we go back to not such an abundance of carbon, so we go back to the lottery system. Another pshat is that even on Sukkot, a lottery was done, but the lottery that was done on Sukkot was one set. And then Shmini Atzeres, we didn't continue that lottery and say whoever won that lottery doesn't get another chance, but Shmini Atzeres started its own lottery. Zman means Shechiyonu. That on Shmini Atzeres we say Shechiyonu. Actually, on the last day of Pesach, Shvi Shal Pesach, we do not say Shechiyonu, but on Shmini Atzeres we do say Shechiyonu. Regel. It's considered a separate yontif. It's not called, Rashi said, it's not called Sukkot. It's actually called Shmini Atzeres. And in fact, there's the Paiskim discussed the Shaila. What will be the halacha if somebody on Shmini Atzeres, instead of saying, mentioning Shmini Atzeres in benching and in Shmon Esrei, will mention Sukkot instead? Will he have to repeat the Shmon Esrei? Reb Moshe seems to feel that he would. On the other hand, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach paskins that if somebody by mistake said on Shmini Atzeres Sukkot, he does not have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Another pshat, what Shmini Regel b'fnei atzmai, is that you don't sit on the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, even though you sit in the sukkah during Sukkot. You don't take the Dalan Minim on Shmini Atzeres, even though during Sukkot, of course, we have to take the Dalan Minim. Another pshat is the halacha is that if Rachman Otzlan, someone lost a relative and sat Shiva before Sukkot, so as long as he began sitting Shiva before Yontif, so the halacha is that whatever amount he sat before Yontif is considered 7 days, then the Yontif itself is considered another 7 days, and Shmini Atzeres is considered another 7 days, because it's an independent Yontif, and it will be that he already has accomplished 21 days of his Shloshim. The Galyani Ashas explains that it's regel b'fnei atzmai, that the halacha is that if somebody is menader, or menade, if he promises to give something to tzedakah, there's a chiv about ta'acher, he's not allowed to delay giving that donation. And the Gemara says that if somebody lets three Yom Tovim pass without giving the donation, he violates the Isra about Ta'achar. Shminat Seres, Regel B'fnei Atzmoy, that's considered one of three Yom Tovim for Baal Ta'achar. The Klos Megareba in the Chavos Tshuvos Divrei Yatzev says, Shminat Seres, Regel B'fnei Atzmoy means that the halacha is the Chayiv Odom B'hagbol P'nei Rabbi B'regel. That every Yom Tov a person is supposed to visit and greet his Rebbe. Says the Divrei Yatzev that when Shmini Atzeres comes, there's a new chiyuv lahagbul pnei Rabbi Beregel to visit his Rebbe, even though he had already visited him during Sukkos. Carbon, the kuf stands for carbon, that the kabbonos of Shmini Atzeres are very different from the kabbonos of Sukkos. As we explained before, during Sukkos, many kabbonos were brought in decreasing order. Shmini Atzeres had only one par, one aisle, and seven sheep. Shear, Rashi explains that during Shmini Atzeres, that during Sukkos, they used to sing Shir Shalyoim, referring to the concept of Tshumas and Maisris, that person has to give the proper tithes to Kahanim, etc. Shmini Atzeres had its own Shir, Lamnatzeach Ala Shminis. Beis stands for bracha. Shmini Atzeres, explains Rashi, when the people left the Beis Hamikdash, since when the first Beis Hamikdash was built by Shlomo HaMelech, that was the day when they were sent home, and before they left, they blessed Shlomo HaMelech. So it remained that way, that when people left the Beis Hamikdash, they would, on Shmini Atzeres, say a bracha to the king. Actually, Rashi in Masechta Sukkah says that bracha means that when we say Shmon Esrei, or we say Birchas Hamazon on Shmini Atzeres, we don't call it Sukkos, as we said it before, we call it Shmini Atzeres. And there's actually an interesting question, how should the bracha, or how should Shmini Atzeres be mentioned during tefillah? The Rama says, what should we say is Shmini Atzeres hazeh, Yom Shmini Atzeres hazeh. Don't say chag, because he explains that we don't find anywhere in halacha that Shmini Atzeres is called a chag. However, the Shulchan Aruch and the Taz disagree, and they say that Shmini Atzeres, we should say Chag also. And the Mishnah Brura, interestingly, says that even though Ashkenazim normally act according to the Ramah, on Shmini Atzeres they should say Chag. But that is a question, where should the word Chag be inserted? The Maril seems to say that we should say Yom Shmini HaChag HaTzeres HaZeh. Insert the word Chag between Shmini and Atzeres. However, the Marshal quotes the Maril and disagrees. He says that since the Torah calls this Yontif Shmini Atzeres, we should not divide it by saying the word Chag between Shmini and Atzeres. Rather, we should say Shmini Atzeres HaChag HaZeh. Says the Gemara, we've proven that Shmini Atzeres is not the Yontif for which Prisha should be required. But ask the Gemara, Vei Matzeres, perhaps it's Shavuos that will require also Prisha Sheva, separating the Kohanim who will do the Avoida of bringing the Kabbonos and Shavuos, L'Yom Echad Hu. Because what did we explain yesterday? The reason we didn't feel, the Gemara didn't feel, that Prisha should be required for Sukkos, for Pesach, because they are 7-day Yom Tovim, which is not similar to the Prisha by the Shivas Yimei Meluim, where it was a Prisha for 1 day for Rosh Chodesh Nissan. But here too, ask the Gemara, there would be a Prisha of 7 days for the 1 day Yontif of Shavuos. Answers the Gemara, Omer of Abba, Donan Par Echad V'Ayalachad, on Yom Kippur, explains Rashi, by the Musaf of Yom Kippur, they would bring one bull and one ram, Mipar Echad V'Ayalachad. Aaron was told on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, after the Shivish Me'em Meluim, to bring a Par Echad V'Ayalachad, versus a Fukiyat Seres, the Shnei Elim Ninu. So what the Gemara is answering is that the Kabonois of Yom Kippur and Rosh Chodesh Nissan of that year were similar, and since they were similar, it makes sense that the same carb, that they should have the same din, versus Shavuos did not have the same Kabonois as Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Ask the Gemara, Hanich Leman D'Omer Yom Kippurim Ayelechadu. According to the Mandama that we're going to explain, that holds on Yom Kippur, only one aisle was brought. So the question of the Gemara, the Gemara's comparison is fine. According to the Mandama that says on Yom Kippur, two aylim were brought, Michael and Maimer. So the match that you're trying to make between Yom Kippur and Rosh Chodesh Nissan is not a correct match. The Tanya. For we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Ayel Echadu, there was only one ayel brought on Yom Kippur. Ha'omer Kan, although the Torah teaches us in Parshas Achri Mois that the Kohen Gadol had to bring an ayel, Hu Ha'omer B'chamish B'kodim. Also in Parshas Pinchas in Bamidbar, the Torah speaks about bringing an ayel. So Rebbe says it's the same ayol that's referred to in Parshas Achrei Mois and in Parshas Pinchas. However, Rav Elazar of Shimon Omer Shnei Elim Heim. There were two different Elim. Echad Omer Bekan. One was the one mentioned in Parshas Achrei Mois. Ve'echad Omer Parshas Chumash Bekudim. And one mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. So the Gemara said that Yom Kippur and Rosh Chodesh Nissan are the same because there was only one ayol on both of them. Ask the Gemara that according to Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, that isn't true. There was two aylim on Yom Kippur. Answers the Gemara, I feel time Rabbi Elazar of Shimon. Even according to Rabbi Shimon, the comparison between Yom Kippur and Rosh Chodesh Nissan is a correct comparison, versus a comparison between Yom Kippur, between Shavuos and Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Because even if you'll say that in Yom Kippur two Eilim were brought, Chad L'Chovis Hayoyim, one was brought as an obligation of the day, V'Chad L'Mesofim, on Yontif, on Shabbos, there's a concept of a Musaf. A Musaf is an extra carbon. And therefore, if we speak about comparing Yom Kippur to Shmoneh Shemayim Meluim to Rosh Chodesh Nissan, it's a perfect comparison. There is only one Chayvus Hayoyim Ayol by the Shmoneh Shemayim Meluim, and there is only one Chayvus Hayoyim by Yom Kippur. For even though we're saying that there were two Eilim brought on Yom Kippur, the second Ayol was only a Musaf. And actually, Rashi teaches us that the Pasuk mentions that in Parshas Vayikra, the Pasuk said, Mevad Oilus Atomid in Parshas Pinchas. Those words only appear in Parshas Pinchas and do not appear in Parshas Achrei Mois, teaching us that although we're bringing two Eilim, they come from different reasons. The one in Parshas Achrei Mois is because of Chayvus Hayoyim. The one in Parshas Pinchas is because of a Musaf. Whereas Lafuki at Seres on Shavuos, the Tavai Chayvus Hayoyim Nenu, both are Chayvus Hayoyim, not because of Musaf. And therefore, the comparison between Yom Kippur and Rosh Chodesh Nissan is a much better comparison than the comparison between Shavuos and Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Ask the Gemara, perhaps the day Parish is required for is Rosh Hashanah. Ve'ema Rosh Hashanah. Where again we would have a situation of Parish Shiva, that the Kohen would be sequestered for 7 days, L'yomecha, for the one day Rosh Hashanah. And answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Avuha, Donan Par Va'ayel Shaloi, on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the Kohen Gadol had to provide from his own private funds for the Par Va'ayel, Mipar Va'ayel Shaloi, so too on Yom Kippur, versus Lafuki at Tzeres Rosh Hashanah, on Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, that Tzibra Ninhu, it wasn't the Kohen Gadol spending his money for it, it came from the communal fund. So, actually, the Teretz the Gemara is giving now, why Rosh Hashanah is not a good match, the Gemara points out, is actually a Teretz that could have been given for Shavuos before. But the Gemara, the Mefarshim explained, attempted to give a different reason by Shavuos, to say it's not just the funding that's different, it's the actual carbon that's different. And that's why the Mefarshim say there are other reasons that the Gemara could have given why Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos aren't the perfect match to Shemoneh Shemei Meluim, but the Gemara avoided. One answer is that by Shavuos we could have said that there's Tashlumin for Shavuos. If somebody didn't bring his carbon on Yontif, he could bring it for the week after. There were no Tashlumin for Rosh Chodesh Nissan. There are no Tashlumin for Yom Kippur. Again, a reason why Shavuos, and actually is not, why Shavuos is not a good match. Or the Gemara could have given a different answer than Mefarshim say. If, as the Gemara said in the previous year, Pesach and Sukkot, which have so many mitzvahs, Sukkot has so many mitzvahs, Pesach is the first Yontif, Parish is not required, certainly Shavuos, which doesn't have so many mitzvahs, and isn't the first Yontif, and Rosh Hashanah the same, Parish shouldn't be required. But the Gemara, the Mefarshim explained, preferred to speak about differences, if possible, in the carbon itself. And therefore the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos, the funding for the carbon came from the Tzibur, from the communal fund, versus on Yom Kippur and the Rosh Chodesh Nissan, where the funding came from the Kohen himself. Ask the Gemara, Ha Nichleman Dama Kach Lecha, that when the Torah says Kach Lecha regarding the Kohen Aaron bringing the bonus on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, it means Mishlecha, Aaron should spend his own funds for that carbon. Vasei Lecha, and the same when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Asei Lecha Shtei Chatzotris Koyosef, make those two trumpets, it means Mishlecha. So, fine. So now we have a fundamental difference that make the funding for Kabbonos on Yom Kippur and Rosh Chodesh Nissan different than funding for all other Kabbonos from Yom Tovim. Ela Mandam Mishel Tzibur, but if according to Mandam that even on Rosh Chodesh Nissan and Yom Kippur, it was communal funds that were used for the Kabbonos. Mayikla Meimer, so then what makes Yom Kippur so unique? The Tanya, because the Gemara explains. The Pasuk says, Kach Lecha, Mishalcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, use your own funds to make the oil. I'm talking about the besamim, the herbs, the spices that were used to make the Ketores. On the other hand, it says, V'yikhu Elecha, you take from the community to make the oil for the menorah. That was Mishal Tzibur. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonason says, Bein kach lecha, bein v'yikoy lecha, whether the Torah says you should take, or it should be taken from the community, always it should be Mishal Tzibur. Ask the Gemara, according to this Manda Omer, so why does the Torah say take from you if it's not coming from your own funds, it's coming from communal funds? Answers the Gemara, Kav Yochel Mishalcha, and he writes Mishalahem. Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying I would prefer from you rather from them. So Rashi says two pshatim in explaining this line. One explanation Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe, I would really prefer to take the money for these items strictly from you. However, since all of Klal Yisrael needs these items to be brought, so by lack of choice, I'm going to take it from Klal Yisrael, but I would prefer to take it from you. That's one explanation Rashi says. Another Rashi says is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm unhappy, I'm dissatisfied with the way Klal Yisrael is acting, and therefore I'm going to consider as if the funding came strictly from you. And the Masha explains the word Kav Yochel is a combination of Chof Beis 22, which represent the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. Yochel can Kav Yochel, only the Torah, which is written with the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, could use such an expression. No one else could use such a powerful expression. Abba Chana Mishim Rebbe Lazar, Kosov Echad Oymer, one pasuk says, Vasisul Cha Aronates, Moshe Rabbeinu Shemekan, Ark for Aron. The Kosov Echad Oymer, Vasa Aron Shita, Chikon for the community. Okay, so how do we reconcile these two psukim? Kambas Man Shisrael Oysum and Sodin Shemokim, when Klai Yisrael acting properly, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants everybody's contribution. Kambas Man Shisrael Oysum and Sodin Shemokim, then he only wants it from Moshe Rabbeinu. There are Mepharshim that say just the opposite. When Klal Yisrael is acting properly, so they're all considered like they're on the Madrego, on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. And it's Asisul Cha. Moshe Rabbeinu. All of Klal Yisrael is like Moshe Rabbeinu. When they're not on that level, so they're a different entity than Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rishonim actually point out that this Gemara seems not to agree with a Gemara that we recently learned in Masechta Shkolim. In Masechta Shkolim we learned that there were shitas that held that there were two aroinas. One was the aron in which the shivrei luchas, the broken luchas, were put into, and another was the aron where the whole luchas were put into. And that's how these two psukim could have been reconciled. Vasis lecha is the aron that Moshe Rabbeinu made in which the shivrei luchas were put, and the other aron is the aron which Klal Yisrael made in which the whole luchas were made. The Gemara obviously here is not going according to that shita, but the question now is, if we're saying that although the Torah says l'cha, that the funding comes from Aaron, it doesn't mean that Aaron should pay, it means that the community paid. So the Gemara said that what made Rosh Hashanah different than Shemana Shmei Meluim, than Rosh Chodesh Nissen, because by Rosh Hashanah the community pays for the Kabbanis. By Rosh Chodesh Nissen, Aaron paid for it, but according to what we're saying now, by Rosh Chodesh Nissen, Aaron didn't pay for it either. Answers the Gemara, Atkan lo pligi ela b'kichas d'alma v'sias d'alma. Although we just quoted a machlokes if the funding came from the community or from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Aaron, that's in cases like Kichas D'Alma where it said Kach L'Chosam, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to buy the spices for the Torahs. Or Asiyas D'Alma, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him Asay L'Choshtei Chatzosvus Kosev, make those two trumpets. Aval Hanach, but regarding the two cases that are under discussion, Yom Kippur and Rosh Chodesh Nissen, Perusha Kamafarish, it's clear that the Torah is telling us Mishol Chahu, it should come from the Kohen's own funds. B'Meluim. How do we know by Meluim, by the Rosh Chodesh Nissen? Michti. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, B'nei Yisrael Tadav Aleima, K'chu Sir Izim L'chattis. Take a goat for a carbon chattis. Then the Torah turns to Aaron and says, V'yoyim al Aaron, Kach L'cha Egel Ben Bokal L'chattis. Lomeli. Why did the Torah change its style? First it's speaking to the entire community, and then it's speaking strictly to Aaron. It must be, because the Torah is telling us that these kabbanis I want you to pay from, it shouldn't come from the communal funds. And the same thing by Yom Kippur. Michti. It says, Ksib Zoy Shava Aaron al Kodesh, Bepaba Bakal Chattis, he should bring a young bull for Karban Chattis. And then the Torah says, Umeis B'das B'nai Yisrael, from the community, Yichra Shnei Sirim Izim al Chattis, take those two male goats for a Chattis. So then why do I need that the pasuk should say explicitly that Aaron should bring the bull for chatas? The Torah already mentioned it earlier. Shmamina, what the Torah is teaching us is hai loy mishaloyhu, that Aaron should spend his own money for this carbon. So here everybody agrees that Aaron used his own funding for the kabbonis, and that's what makes this Yom Kippur and Rosh Chodesh Nissan different than everywhere else. Rav Ashi, Amar, Rav Ashi gives a different reason why Yom Kippur is a match to Rosh Chodesh Nissan, whereas Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos are not. Don and Pala Chatas V'ayel Oila, on Yom Kippur, the par, the bull was brought for Karban Chatas, the ayel was brought, the ram was brought for Karban Oila, V'Pala Chatas V'ayel Oila, which was the same on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Lafuki Rosh Hashanah V'atzeres, whereas on Rosh Hashanah and Atzeres, the Tavayu Oilas Menu, both the par and the ayel of Karban Oilas. Ravina gives a different answer. Don an avoid b'kayin gadol on Yom Kippur, the avoid had to be made through the kayin gadol, as we've been explaining, and we'll learn a lot about that in this mesechta. Ma avoid b'kayin gadol. Similarly, on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the avoid was done by kayin gadol. Lefuki kulak hashosin, to exclude all the other cases, all the other situations that we've mentioned in the last two blat, that the avoid did not have to be done. The lav avoid of a kohen gadol nenu, the avoid did not have to be done by the kohen gadol. Vika damri. Now the Gemara gives a different version of Ravina's answers. Om Ravina, don an avoid tchila. We teach about a first avoida, me avoid tchila, from another first avoida. Lafuki hani the lav tchila nenu, all the other cases that we mentioned are not first avoidas. Ask the Gemara, my tchila, what does this mean first? That this avoida is the first time the kohen gadol did an avoida. That the shmoneh shmei meluim was the first time that the kohen gadol did the avoida in the Mishkan, and Yom Kippur was the first time that the kohen gadol did an avoida in the kachay kachim. Hainu kamaisa. So that's what we said before, that the kohen gadol has to do the avoida. Answers the Gemara, el avoida tchila b'makom, mat avoida tchila b'makom. Excuse me, again, my tchila, what does first mean? Ilaim tchila b'kayin gadol, if you mean that this is the first time a kayin gadol does an avoida, hainu kamaisa. So, and the Gemara means that the avoida Yom Kippur had to be done by kayin gadol, and the avoida Rosh Chodesh Nissan had to be done by kayin gadol, so that's what we just said. So what's this, a new version? This is the first time an avoda was done in the Mishkan, and this was the first time avoda tchil b'makom. This is the first time an avoda was done in the Kodesh Hakadoshim. As the Mefarshim, that this is not the first time an avoda was done in the Mishkan, because Rashi teaches us in the Chumash that although the first time Aaron did an avoda was on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, for the 7 days prior to Rosh Chodesh Nissan, during the Shivas Yimei Meluim, every day Moshe Rabbeinu did the avoida. He wore a white chaluk, a white garment, and did the avoida. So it's not the first time avoida was done in the Mishkan. So one pshat that's given is that wasn't really an avoida; that was really just a practice. The Mitzvah Eisen, however, is not satisfied with that pshat. He says, how can we call the avoida that Moshe Rabbeinu did just some sort of a rehearsal? And therefore he explains that during the 7 days prior to Rosh Chodesh Nissan, during the Shivas Yimei Meluim, the Mishkan only had the status of a Boma. It did not yet have the status of the Mishkan, and only got that status by Rosh Chodesh Nissan when Aaron the Hakoyin came to do the avoida, and that's why it's called avoida tchila b'makom, the first time avoida was done in the Mishkan. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi came to Babel from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Rav Yosi mas nechada. Rav Yosi, from this pasuk that we've been learning by the Shmanis Mimluim, taught us that only one place is the requirement to have prisha. Rav Shub ben Levi Masni Tati, on the other hand, Rav Shub ben Levi taught us there are two places. Rav Yochanan Masni Chada, what does that mean? The pasuk says, Las L'chaper, Eila Masa Yom Kippurim. That only for Yom Kippur is Prisha required. Rav Shub ben Levi Masni Tati, he says, Lasois refers to Maisa Para. Like we explained yesterday, that the Kohen who was going to do the Avodah with the Paraduma required Prisha. L'chaper, Eila Masa Yom Kippurim. L'chaper refers to Yom Kippur, that the Kohen Gadol required Prisha before Yom Kippur. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chada, Rabbi Yochanan says there's only a requirement in one place for Prisha by Yom Kippur. For Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Paro, Shivas Yom Kodim Yom Kippurim, 7 days before Yom Kippur, for Shivas Yom Kodim Sreif Saparo, and 7 days before the Paraduma was burned, Prisha was required. So how could you say that Rabbi Yochanan only holds Prisha is required before Yom Kippur? The Mishnah explicitly teaches us that Prisha is required before Paraduma. Answers the Gemara, Ma'al Ba'ama. Of course Rabbi Yochanan will agree that Prisha is required before Paraduma. It's an open Mishnah. But he's going to hold that that requirement is only a Chumra Midrabanan. As we explained yesterday, in order that people should not become lax in the way they treat the Paraduma, because we explained that a Tful Yoyim did the Avoida of the Paraduma, so the Rabbanan said that there should be Prisha, but not that it's taught us from the Pasuk, from the Torah. So Mefarshim ask, the Gemara now just quoted a Mishnah that is a question of Rabbi Yochanan. Because the Mishnah said Prisha was required before Yom Kippur, and Prisha was required before the Paraduma was burnt. Asks the Mefarshim, the question should have only been from Paraduma. From Yom Kippur, there is no question. Rabbi Yochanan agrees that before Yom Kippur there's Prisha. So the Gemara should have just asked from the second part of the sentence, Shivas Yom Kippur Sreifas Para. So Mefarshim answer, the Gemara wanted to make the question stronger. Since we see that the Mishnah puts both of these dinim, these rules together, that this Prisha Shivas Yom Kodim Yom Kippurim, this Prisha Shivas Yom Kodim Sreifas Sapara, so it would say that they're indeed the same. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say they're not? In fact, the Gemara answers, they have the same practical din, but they don't have the same basis. The basis for Yom Kippur is Midoraisa. The basis for Paraduma is Midrabanan. Ask the Gemara, how could we say that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds that there is no Chiyuv Prisha before Paraduma? Yesterday, on the Abezum and Aleph, we learned, V'amram Yumi Bar Chilkiya Amram Chatsi Bar Idi Amram Yochanan. The pasuk said by Shmai Shmai Meluim, Kash Asu B'Yom Azet Siva Hashem Lasois L'Chaper Aleichem. And we explain Lasois means Masi Paro. Before the Paradum is burnt, you have to have Prisha 7 days. L'Chaper El Masi Yom Kippurim. So Shab Yochanan himself that taught us yesterday that there is a requirement for Prisha, of Prisha, before Paraduma. So how can we say that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't require Prisha before Paraduma? Answers the Gemara, Hahi the Rabbi. That Gemara that we learned yesterday, Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of his Rebbe. The Chasur Yavin, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rabbi Shmuel, Lasois Elamasa Para, Lachapa Elamasa Yom Kippurim. Whereas this thing that we learned today, Rabbi Yochanan held himself. Tosfos points out that many times we have this type of a question in Shas. How could you say Rabbi Yochanan said this way? We see he said another way. And usually the answer given is Shtei Meroim, that there's a machloikis what Rabbi Yochanan held. Why here doesn't the Gemara give that teretz? So Tosfos answers, since we see that Rabbi Yochanan said explicitly in the name of Rabbi Shmuel that the halach that he held, that there is a chiv deraisa or prisha both by Paraduma and by Yom Kippur, that therefore we prefer to say Hadi Dei, Hadi Rebbe, this is his own shita and this is his Rebbe shita, versus saying Trei Amaroyim, there's a machloikus Amaroyim what he held. But then Tosfos asks, how could Rabbi Yochanan, who was an Amira, disagree with Rabbi Shmuel, who was a Tana. And a Meira can't disagree with a Tana. So Taisus answers that we will see in Mitzvah Shem on Daf Dalet that there are Tanoim that agree that there is no Chiyuv Prisha Midaraisa by Parah Aduma. So it's not that Rabbi Yochanan is saying it on his own and he has no right to disagree with a Tana. There are other Tanoim that hold the same way as Rabbi Yochanan. The Mefarshim point out what is the practical difference if we say Prisha is Midaraisa or Prisha is only Drabonon. The difference would be where does the Prisha have to take place. If the Chiyuv Prisha is a mandated Midaraisa, then the Prisha would have to take place in the Beis HaMikdash compound. On the other hand, if the Chiyuv Prisha is only a Chumra Midrabonon, then Prisha would not take place in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen would have to be sequestered, but not in the Yazara, not in the Beis HaMikdash.